The following was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile. My Great Grandma's Dream. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016.
There were butterflies in my stomach. My hands would not stop shaking. There was a boulder-sized lump in my throat. It also felt dry. It was like I drank a cup of sand before the big show. My nice suit had me sweating like crazy. My class was doing a play on Dr. Martin Luther King. I had been given the hardest part. I needed to memorize Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, then give it in front of everyone by myself. I had practiced very hard, but that was not why I was nervous. My great-grandma promised she would be watching from the front row. On August 28, 1963, she took part in the March on Washington along with around 250,000 other people. She said it was crowded, but seeing Dr. King give his I Have a Dream speech in person brought tears to her eyes. This march is said to have helped pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a law to end discrimination in the United States. It was meant to give everyone equal rights no matter what. I walked out slowly to the stage microphone. Hundreds of eyes were staring at me. I knew Dr. King was brave to be able to give a speech to thousands of people. I spotted my great-grandma with my family in the front row. She had told me that it was her dream to see me say the same speech as her hero. She had that look in her eyes as if she were going to cry already. The smile on her face might have been brighter than any of the spotlights looking down on the stage. My lips cracked open and I began.
I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream.
My Great Grandma's Dream. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. This production was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.